Hey guys, it's Giselle with Bold Media, and I am excited to share with you for the third time. I feel like an expert already. I'm just kidding. So anyway, I just wanted to talk a little bit about ego is crap. It really is not a character trait that anyone should fucking have. I mean, come on. So let me just give you an example. And this happens every day, and so you know, that you come across somebody who is just like, are you kidding me? Like, are you not embarrassed to think that your shit doesn't stink? I mean, you know what I love most about social media is that people are being called out left and right. And not in the way that people use it where they're bullying and stuff, but literally people cannot talk shit and think they're going to get away with it. Like, that's the one part of social media I love. But in the real world, like, how stupid is it when you're on a call with, so this is what happened to me this morning. I'm on a call with these two young ladies who are killing themselves trying to bring businesswomen together who have a story, who have experience to share it with the younger generation and enlighten and give tips and encouragement and, you know, get them to have some aha moments, right? So they too know that, first of all, nothing happens by chance. Everything is about working. There is no success in a 40-hour work week. I mean, come on, get it straight. And so when you have one of these women that is on a panel that's going to share enlightenment have a fucking ego, I mean, you're like, do people not tell you they love you enough? I mean, what is the point? Like, what is the point to have an ego? For what? Like, the point of having life is, first of all, finding your passion, being authentic, bringing value to others, encouraging people to get to the next level. It's basically leaving it better than you found it. If you need to be put, like, if you, so I'm going all over the place, but let me tell you what happened. We're on this phone call to talk about the panel that we're going to do. And this woman who's extremely influential because of the position that she has, not because she's an entrepreneur, not because she's had to fucking, you know, work stupid 20-hour days or anything like that. No, she has an awesome job because she has the education and she got a good position, and good for her. Hell yeah. Like, and she's done some great things, no doubt. Oh my God. So I'm on the call and these young ladies who, just bless their hearts, are like, Giselle, do you know, I won't mention her name in case she ever hears this so I don't embarrass her. Do you know blah, blah, blah? And I said, God, I don't know. I haven't read over the bios of all the panelists, but I would love to hear more about you. She gets on the thing, she unmutes her call, and she's like, yeah, Giselle knows me. Really? Like, what's the point of that? Like, the exact same thing could have been said, like, hey, Giselle, don't you remember I am so-and-so? You won an award and I was part of that, like, or whatever the connection was, because not that I was like ranting about an award, because that's irrelevant. I don't even know why I said that. But the point is that all she had to do was remind me where I knew her from, and it would have been this amazing conversation that it would have enlightened the young ladies who were trying to do this, and they're probably freaking out right now, like, okay, is there beef there? Because there is no beef. It's ego. It's like, get your head out of your ass. When you're walking this earth, bring value, because that's all it's worth. Your experience, what you've accomplished, that's all amazing. Amazing, but do something with it other than feeding your fucking ego. Be bold, guys. Be bold. Live your truth. Share your stories. Be bold. Be seen. God, be you.